This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, our fabulous producer. He's been the fabulist all week, and he'll be fabulouser next week. I get to take a couple of days off, which means he does a 1% extra job, so we always appreciate that. So thank you for that. On the news line with us now, Connie Tim is president of the Lewisburg Arts Council. Good morning, Connie. Thanks for calling in today.
Oh, good morning, Mark. Great to be here.
Well, I do appreciate the call, and please give me some sort of a quick reflection here. What kind of a year has the Lewisburg Arts Council had?
Well, it's been a very bumpy and upended year. We had to think about the COVID-19 pandemic seriously and cancel our Celebration of the Arts, which is our main event of the year, which is 2 weeks. From a fourth week in April to the second week in May. And so we canceled that, which was very sad for all of us. We thought that day, why were we not out on Market Street doing the festival? And all of the other events that were involved, usually an indoor show, and a plein air painting day, and live, Lewisburg Live at the end of it. So we did that, and then we had to continue to think about cancellations, and we had to cancel Music in the Park, which is in one of our other big series that we produce, which are free concerts every Wednesday evening during June, July, and August. But other than that, we've been carrying on and thinking about how we might do a virtual event. And what we've come up with is a replacement for our third event of the year, which was the Sidewalk Chalk Festival. We've set it up so that anyone can make a drawing on the sidewalk, their sidewalk. The idea being that you stay home and stay safe, and they can make a drawing and photograph it with their camera, their phone, and post it to the Facebook page of the Lewisburg Arts Council, Facebook and Instagram. Pictures look better on Instagram. They crop better. They work better. So that would be my recommendation. And what they can do then is use the hashtag LBG Sidewalk Chalk 2020. And we also have some suggested themes, one for each week. So we have 2 weeks left in this, what we might call the Sidewalk Chalk B. The themes were fireworks, fireflies, flowers and bees, and summer. However, any topic that the artist chooses is acceptable.
But some suggested themes are there in case you want to do that. And you've had a limited response, but more people are welcome to do so. Give me some more specifics about the ages and other aspects of this and the deadline, too.
Okay. Well, it will not end until July 30th. No, it goes through the end of July. And the age is unlimited also. You're welcome. Younger children are welcome to do it with the help of their parents to help them upload and photograph, although very young children know how to use cell phones these days, smartphones. So I would say it's open, very, very open, and we encourage everyone to give a try at being a street artist.
Right, you could just do something simple, a rainbow or something, but you want more people to get involved, and they have 2 weeks to do so, so they got plenty of opportunity, young and old. Please, go ahead.
Okay, and for any reference to what we're discussing here, they can go to our website, which is www.lewisburgartscouncil.com.
All right, so there's more information there and probably a click-through or two to get signed up and make sure that you do that. And that hashtag LBG Sidewalk Chalk 2020 is the hashtag that you want folks to get advice to get involved in it. Now, you had a number of things that sometimes result in a revenue increase for the Arts Council. How are you coping without revenue? I suppose on the corollaries, you probably have fewer expenses. Is the Arts Council still solvent and thriving and ready for a great 2020-2021?
Oh, I think so. Yes, we did. We did have to lose our main fundraiser of the year, the celebration, the 2-week celebration, and we've not had to incur the cost because we hadn't started. We hadn't done very much, committed any much money to the beginning of the season. But we have a backlog, a resource of money, so we're not in desperate straits at the moment, and we are planning for a comeback in 2021.
Right, so this is an opportunity, and then all of the things that you mentioned, the music in the park and the sidewalk and the Lewisburg Live and the Downtown Arts Festival, all of that will be coming in. I guess
Yes, we're also debating whether we might be able to do our fourth event of the year, which is the Stroll Through the Arts. That occurs on the first Friday in November. And we're thinking again of alternative ways in which to produce it, to maybe put it in the windows of the stores, put displays in the windows instead of having them inside the stores, so people could come at different times and not just all at once. We would have it, would be there for, I don't know, we haven't decided how long, maybe a week. But the board and committees and interviews have been going out to artists, surveys, asking them if they would be willing to participate and if they'd be enthusiastic. So that's in the works. We don't know yet how that will go.
All right, well, I hope you're able to pull something off. That would be nice. It certainly would be a nice fall event and give it people an opportunity to get out and take a good walk in the downtown, see the stores and see the art, and so that's a possibility. I hope you get a good, favorable response from that. Could you give our audience...
They can don their masks and come out to the parade.
Right, right. You can stroll from place to place. Okay, so give our audience just a greater understanding of what the Arts Council is. I think it's a thriving entity with a board and, expected revenues each year and a certain number of expenses. It's a pretty big operation.
Well, it has grown over the years. Actually, last year was our 50th. We celebrated the 50th anniversary, which shocked all of us. We felt very old. We've been involved with some of that time, not all of it, but some of that time, and we felt like we've accomplished quite a bit too at the same time. We do have a board. We've just reorganized the governance and changed the way in which we hold our meetings, and we rely on about 10 standing committees as well as the board, and so the management and production of all our events actually occurs in the committees. And they set up everything and usually work with new people, work with people who have done it before, seasoned committee members. And so that's really, these are some volunteers from the committee, from the community. Actually, there are no paid members of the Arts Council. It is strictly volunteer work, although we do pay vendors and whatever expenses we have. So we have to have a managing budget. We have to have a budget each year, and we have a budget approval, and we work it out. So everyone tries to keep within their budget, and we've been pretty much able to do that. And so we don't feel stressed financially at the moment, which is lucky for us because we didn't make any money this year, and yes, major money. But all the money comes from membership. People pay varying levels of membership. And we have at least 150 members.
All right, then this is an organization for which people can be patrons and sponsors and kind of get on board in that way or just be a
Absolutely.
Donor. Right, so that's a great opportunity. Yeah. And the other aspect is if they want to volunteer time, if they have an hour a day to donate during one of the activities, or they want to do as you do, which is kind of help and get involved in the governance and volunteer, you look for people to join the council and serve on maybe just one of the committees, or even get involved in the leadership?
We do. And they can go on the website and volunteer. They can send us an email.
All right, so that's an opportunity, yes.
For any to be part of any one of these events. And then the volunteer coordinator will contact them.
All right, Connie, will please give us a reminder about the Sidewalk Chalk celebration. Make a pitch for folks to get involved in that, please.
Right. Okay. So any day in the next 2 weeks, you can make a drawing on pavement, your pavement or a sidewalk somewhere, your driveway, anywhere, any day left in the month, and then submit it to an online exhibition, what we might call it, because they'll all be there under that one hashtag on Instagram and Facebook. Everybody who submits a piece will have their piece online so everyone can see it. It will be identified only by their hashtag, not by name. Anyway, that's what they should do. We hope that everyone, we hope some more people think it's fun and get to do it.
All right, well,
and again, go to our website for a repeat of this information. That's LewisburgArtsCouncil.com. And the hashtag is hashtag LBG Sidewalk Chalk 2020.
All right. Well, I hope you get a lot of takers. I can't wait to do it myself. If you don't have sidewalk chalk, go to Brush Strokes. I'm sure they have it there, and that would be a great way to patronize a fabulous downtown business. Thank you so much,
absolutely,
Connie. Thanks for the update. Let us know about Stroll Through the Arts, and we'll do the same thing in a month or two, and we'll make sure that this is talked about. Thank you, Connie.
Well, thank you, Mark. Thanks so much for having me.
Appreciate that. Connie Tim, of course, very active woman in the business community, president of the Lewisburg Arts Council on the 2020 virtual Sidewalk Chalk Celebration that's underway right now. Again, all the details at LewisburgArtsCouncil.com.